It's 9:50. Christmas is over, so now you got to figure out what to do with your Christmas tree. Here with some tips for ditching your fir or your spruces, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Good to have you with us again, Mike. And what do you say? Don't leave it up in the room until June, probably?
Yeah, that would be a really good idea. These are not house plants once you cut their roots off. One of the best things you can do if you're a homeowner with a real landscape outside is, I would hope you have a bow saw or a big pruner in your house. Take the tree outside, and there's a clever way to do this. Keep the tree well hydrated until the day before you're ready to take it outside. Don't cut back on the water thinking you'll be smart or all the needles are going to drop inside your house. When you're ready to take it out, use a turkey baster to empty the bottom of the water reservoir. Then have a tarp ready with a couple of guys. Turn the tree on its side and its tarp. Get it outside. The tarp will catch most of the needles. You will have a nice clean floor. And then prune off those branches right at the trunk of the tree and use those branches to mulch around azaleas, rhododendrons, any of your acid-loving plants, or put them over top of outdoor pansies if an ice or snowstorm is predicted.
Now, as we move into the new year, you say it's also a good time to think of a new way to battle indoor pests that's a lot safer.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has had a program for the past year and a half urging parents to be more conscious of the pesticides they use both indoors and out. Turns out a lot of, quote, sick children taken to see their pediatrician are accidentally suffering accidental pesticide poisoning because their parent didn't think that spraying the inside of the house for bugs, treating the lawn for weeds, treating the dog for ticks and fleas, and then having a closet full of mothballs would have a cumulative effect on this little mind and lungs.
Good to know. Well, I've heard your mulch rant before, and I've become a convert of what you have to say, so I like the idea of using the Christmas tree for free mulch.
Yes, the springy boughs are actually the best protection for plants like azaleas and rhododendrons, which like a springy mulch as opposed to a flat one laying on the ground. And they are better protection for pansies than anything you can buy. But you know, the weather has also been really cold, colder than we've been used to. And our winter birds need to be fed more than they have in the last couple years. So if you don't want to do that, an even better idea, take that whole tree out to the backyard, stand it up, and fill the whole thing with suet feeders and big globs of peanut butter. It'll offer protection for these winter birds while they feed on that high protein energy food. And then those birds will nest on your property and eat your summer insect pests outdoors.
All right. WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior, thanks for the great tips.